is ignorant.
To the ignorant, who consider the subject.
Subject themselves.
Right, as the object.
Subjective illusion appears to be objective illusion, objective to the ignorant, that is, who considers themselves subjective.
To be the subject, consider themselves to be the subject.
Himself to be subject. We are subject. That is ignorance.
Yes.
And to them, the subjective illusion appears to be object. The fact is that, fundamental fact is that.
Yes.
Maharaj, have you heard the preface, the Lord's Loving Search? Goswami Maharaj has written one preface summarizing all the books previously printed. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Very nice. Govinda Maharaj likes it very much. Oh, one page.
There are many things that you say, many statements that you make, they are like sutras. Like a sutra.
Sutra.
Aphorism. You say, reality is for itself and by itself. That is a sutra.
That is Hegel.
Yes.
Quotation from Hegel.
Like that.
Yes, but we've looked at Hegel. That is, you have extracted that from Hegel. Because we've seen Hegel.
Die to live.
Die to live.
I have taken from these two things from Hegel. Die to live.
You think you have forcibly taken
it's all
them?
Yes, sir.
But it's not written like that in the book. Die to live.
No, it isn't.
Practical Shiva. In the colleges, in the art library, when I delivered lectures, I quoted all these things and explained.
Yes.
And they are impressed much. What is the meaning of die to live? And what is the meaning of reality for itself? We are for him. Everything for him. Universal flow is going on. And that is perfect. And our partial interest view sees all defects there. But from an universal standpoint, the flow, that is all right, that is lila, that is perfect. No room of any complaint anywhere. So, I also did it once nowadays, that if every atom of our body was
organism.
So then it is empty. Otherwise, if it was for itself or a particular group or stops work, a paralysis or a disease. And then every atom works for the whole, then it is empty, also. So every atom must work from the center. And the center will distribute in a proper way, dasa. And pour water into the root, whole tree will be properly fed. Put stomach into the, put food into the stomach, whole tree will be properly fed. Otherwise you will put food into the eye, into the nose, that it will disturb it. To the center. And the center will distribute. Then it will be perfect. And the stop of work and the work in its own wheel for any part causing disturbance. So enjoyment or exploitation and renunciation both disturb me. Renunciation is also no justification. That is like a strike in the industry. more like the, if there is any strike or any bribing, that both of them is diseased in the country. So, the Habibya Mukti, the Samadhi, the Buddha, Shankar, they want to be there wholly, stop their activity, and in a sound sleep mood, they is there, Samadhi. That is also that. Mukti, Mukti, Spiyajara, Pushati, Vidhi, Vastati. Both of this, the work for part and the stop work, both is Pishachi, means the ghost, anti-god. And the godly work for the centaur. And the centaur is displayed for the whole tree will be fed, whole body will be fed, the food into the stomach. So do for Krishna and he will destroy. The worship of Pachuta is like that. If you send there, it will be well distributed. You cannot give this or that. You must, or everyone must be faithful to the center. And the center knows how to distribute where. And that is the habit. That is Lila. That is reality for itself. I am the enjoyer of all the sacrifices wherever it is. So everything must be meant for me and I shall adjust. Then there can be harmony only. As we go to this side, that side, anything, all will extend their selfishness and causing disturbance to the harmony of the whole. You follow?
Yes.
This is Vaishnavism. And when that is affectionate, the cooperation is affectionate, love, with love, and that is Vrindavan, Krishna. Heart transaction. Transaction of the heart, neither brain nor this arm. Both. Love transaction, heart transaction, real inner transaction, whole satisfying transaction is heart transaction. Heart is the whole supreme position, neither brain. No, of course, power. So power seeking or complete retirement, both are empty harmony. Stopping work or to work for partial interest, both bad. Bhakti mukti spriya jabat pishati vivivartati. Tabat bhakti suham bhoti pasama mukhudari. So the renunciation and the enjoyment both are an anti-harmony. Harmony means anandam, rasam, beauty. Beauty, harmony, anandam, that is one and the same thing. Samanjasa prabhijahajya kankhi. Samanjasa is the name of the law, Supreme Law. All harmonizing principles. And that is possible only through affection and love, or beauty, safety. And that is Vrindavan. So Vrindavan rasa, the ecstasy looking for finding Vrindavan, that is controlling, that can control the whole. And there's no other conception of the supreme entity of Godhead. So the Vrindavan conception. And when that takes the shape of self-distribution as Mahaprabhu, that seems to be more high. And it seems to be higher. And the absolute searching for the the highest. You didn't tell us how much that
was.
Yeah. What is the conception of the absolute? Yeah?
Amasiddha. Amasiddha.
Atmasiddha, Sabojuddha, Purma Sukha Dukkhana. Sukha means expression of having your Anga, Rasana. Sukha, Sukha, Sukha. Full harmony or full happiness. What will be its symptom? What is Atmasiddha and Satasiddha? Self-evident, self-existent, full. Ecstasy. What will be? No. This nectar.
Kirtananta Atma Nitya Lila. Kirtan.
Shakta Siddha.
Atma Siddha Sabha
Vida. Sabha means dynamic character. Sabha Vida Purna Sokha Lokhanam. Kami Bhava Nanda Nitya. He fills himself with full joy and his dancing. Mastasya Nitya Vata. As a madman dancing. No object of dancing, madman. Mastasya Nitya Vata. He himself is dancing. What is? But he is dancing with the symptom of his own full. Ecstatic character. And the Kirtan is distributing himself.
Yes.
And that is found in Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
So that is the fullest conception of the Absolute.
Maharaj, that is written in the preface here. Goswami Maharaj's preface, that is written here. His divine grace has informed us that the heart's inner hankering for ecstasy, charm and sweetness leads it in the search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. The Krishna conception of divinity is so irresistible that even Krishna himself becomes overwhelmed by his own potency and is madly engaging in tasting his own sweetness, ecstatically dancing and thereby distributing that sweetness to others.
Dancing and chanting.
Yes, distributing.
Dancing, putting himself and the kirtan in the clouds. Two songs.
We would not know, we could not know this if you did not explain these things to the world. It would not be known in that way. You show systematically the conception of Mahaprabhu as the highest reality. Otherwise there's some general idea, but you're showing systematically.
And ontological.
Ontologically.
Ontological aspect.
And irrefutably.
That is the characteristic of what Guru Maharaj. When I wrote about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in ontological basis, he was so. When he was reading that, and when he found the ontological basis, Bhagavan Swayam Rasabhapu Krishna Bhagavan Tatpardha.
in what you were talking, why you are so great. Now you have given such thing. What is that thing? The Grammys, they appreciate only the halo of the thing, of the Vaikuntha. And the yogis, a part of the part, searching the ostensible, permeating aspect, only aspect. But the Narayan, the controller of everything, that is worshipped by the great salvationist. And even above that, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, the Lord of love, and you are of that. So you are so great. When Prabhupada came to read this passage, oh, very happy style, he told. Just in front of me, he told, happy style. That is ontological basis. You to explain the love, the affection, in ontological basis, it is written here. So when he came to read this passage, on my throat, a very happy star, happy star. And you go something else to give me like that.
Yeah.
So, I'll get Sigauraminatam.
Svarupa Viditam.
Sigauraminatam, that is sanctioned by Gauranga. Svarupa Viditam, really, the very purport understood only by Swarup Goswami. Rupa Guruji Nadikam, Sanatana Goswami, could appreciate that thing. And as he do, he distributed the whole thing. Rupa Guruji was a Raghunanda in Rasaya, and Raghunanda and his party, he appreciated fully. And also added something, and the three Jeev, Baladeva, etc., they have given full protection, protection that is ontological explanation, justification of the highest position by ontological process. Justification, that affection is the highest. So when justification in ontological aspect is there, is very appreciated and useful for the public.
Yes.
For preaching.
Yes. Bhakti Rakhak.
Hare Krishna. And for this poetry, Prabhupada only he saw and he told to Sauti Maharaj, this is not his writing, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written it himself through him. And to Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada told that, yes, I'm satisfied. That money, what I came to give, that is here, that is left here now. No. So what you say, what you are going to appreciate in me, that is really come from my Guruji. That is his. I am not the owner. That is his Bhagavad. So Jisri Jiva Tejastati, I have compared my Guruji with Sri Jiva. That is his attitude. Give me explanation to the words, how he works of the Guruji. to do with the Sanatana. The Goswami established here in the educated, illuminated section, enlightened section, the Goswami explained that the Guru Sanatana and the Rupat they gave to the world, that is of so high position. The Vijayi came and the Sanatana Rupa, they gave their sign, they have defeated you. Ajit Goswami is told, come to me, I shall discuss with you, discuss it, and that's it, he was defeated. Now we try to understand why my Guru Rupa and Sanatana gave you that sign. They did not want to waste their time by talking foolish things with you.
And Rupa Goswami asked him to leave the ashram, no?
Eh?
Ask him to leave the ashram on top of that.
Yeah. She had got so egoistic, see? So he must leave my ashram. He had to leave. Then Sanatana went wandering through the Bhajamandap, heard about Rupa Goswami in Kirghat. The one beautiful boy is here. And he is fasting and passing his time very in a sad mentality. Sanatana saw him when Rupa, what have you had from Sri Chaitanya Dev? What is the real advice you understand from him? Is that Jive Daya Namiriti? Vaishnava Seva. That's to be kind towards the ordinary people and to serve the Vaishnava and to take the name. But the jiva is suffering there. If you have no pity for him, he understood the purpose of Sanatana and then sent a person to bring Jiva. And also answered that Vallabhachari. Vallabhachari, he saw, if you ask Rupa Goswami, I hear that you are reading many things, writing. I have devotion, I want to see. He then explained that, but this is grammatically, this word is wrong. By order, you have to do, you correct it there. Then Jiva Goswami knew everything. And when Vallabhatta is going to take bath in Jamuna, Jiva Goswami with a pot in his hand, going as if to fetch some water, he followed. And on the way, he told Vatsya, what do you think? You have corrected something from mistake? Yes, that was a mistake, a theoretical mistake, and I asked him to correct it. How it was faulty? It is this into that miracle. Oh, it is correct. It is not perfect. Not wrong. Oh, is it? Is this in this way? Oh, yes, I forgot. Then I committed mistake. It was. Then when he came back, he said, I have asked you to correct some passage, but it was all right. I did wrong. And who is that boy? Very tight, beautiful. That boy, who is he? He is my disciple, like kinsman. Detected me, my mistake, and that's it was all that. That was all the cause. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. As if they depended on Krishna's will, and it came through Jiva Goswami, they knew this, that it will come from somewhere. Yeah? That we are so and so, the Krishna will prove.
No fear.
When Bhagavad told it is erroneous, he corrected. But Krishna from somewhere else came and put the thing proper. Mm. They had faith in such thing. The Vaishnava also can. The heart is about knowledge. Faith is about knowledge. The faith was served by knowledge. Tanada Vishnu Tara Omanima Manadeva Kirtaniya Sadhava. They followed that process, Omanima Manadeva. But the mistake was not allowed by Krishna. Somehow or other, knowledge came to serve the faith, affection. So who has got the heart connection, he has kept the central thing. Heart transaction is the central thing in us. That is Mahaprabhu and Vrindavan thought is that Gyanasunna Bhakti. Gyanasunna Bhakti, yes it is here. Gyan Mishra, Karma Mishra, Bhadja, superficial, superficial. And when enemies Gyan, that I can know, we can know, and we can do both eliminated. It is automatic. And Brahmachari, Brahmin Brahmachari, he met Krishna and told, "You Krishna, I shall curse you." Why Brahmin? Because you are at the root of all these disaster in Kurukshetra war. So many widows and orphans, they are crying. And you are at the root of all this misery. Krishna told, "You Brahmin boy, you with much difficulty and labor has collected some power. You will apply that to me, your energy will be spent up, but it won't affect me. I am Nirgun. Because I am in Nirgun, I am in the necessary flow, and no other alternative, the absolute, absolute flow. I am working in harmony with the absolute flow of the world. I am there. Nothing can touch me. So the general flow, harmonious flow, that is Lila, that is for himself. That is for himself. That cannot be checked or opposed by any other flow springing from so many small origin sometimes. All is that is you can understand that flow. They are only faithful to them. Not necessary for any other flow around them. That man protect you. We shall try to bless ourselves in that flow of life, that universal flow, Lila. So Jnana Sunna Bhakti. The Jogi, the Jnani, they have got their special object of life. But,
in my eyes.
The bhakti proper is not only special thing, but what is already there in the original image. Ahituki apatiyata, causeless and which can never be opposed.
Irresistible.
This is bhakti. Shavai punsan paru dharma. Everyone's highest duty is this. Ratu bhakti ratu shadi, to be faithful to the transcendental flow. Ahituki and apati rata, causeless and that cannot be hampered or opposed in any way. Is resistible and of Pratyata and Ahituri. No cause, automatic. Automatic and irresistible flow of the center. We must try to harmonize ourselves with that. That is bhakti.
He is such a great scholar, and he says Jnana Shunya Bhakti. He knows so many things, so many scriptures, but he says he's preaching Jnana Shunya Bhakti.
He doesn't allow that man to cover devotion.
Also,
yes,
Nimai Pandit was a great Pandit.
Gan is subservient.
Panavritam.
When people generally, they are appreciators of power. When a powerful man, he bends his head to a Gani, to a Rishi.
Yes.
When a king is but bowing down his head to an ordinary rishi in the jungle, then rishi's greatness is established.
Yes.
And when that gan and the power, both Kapma gan, they submit at the feet of the love is already a great thing,
yes.
But for the people, yes. It helps them to know.
Yes.
For them, when subservient, power when subservient to devotion, then means that is doing some service to the of them, to the people.
Yes.
It is for them. When it establish the greatness of the devotion. Samsara. Bhakti ko nirukhak karne ke liye gyan. Nirukhak karne ke liye gyan. We have got that position in that devotion of subject. And so I'll tell them that it's a picture of Krishna Bhakti in the hands of my Lord. So that Srimad Bhagavatam cannot represent anything about the Buddha. Only Krishna making translation of Bhagavatam. But he does not know what is Bhushan Sapa. But I have not. Only he says. He does not explain anything about devotion as just one first. But the yogis knew the Yashodamunda of Suti Madhari, Smriti Madhari, Bharati, Madhanti Bharata. Aham Hanandam Bandhu Yasya Bindhu Paramadamma. And you must go to know about Mahabharata and the Ganto did all these things. And I shall only bow down to Nanda Maharaj. Parabrahma is crawling in his compound.
Yes.
Appreciation of karma. Nita Kuru Karma is always rock. Then if you don't rock, then only your natural appeal don't come to you. The next fact is that you can't lose any rock. Rock is all you want. Then, Then is for very kind, very pure to grant knowledge of it. We got everything and such, but knowledge in family association, both in the depth of distance. Then man of which I do is on the platform and craft and also power and knowledge. So I mean, and then you sat down and comes to my feet, so he is the highest of all of the then, I was sure you could do the end of the book, but you must charge for the book, that's not good. Govindji higher than all his groups there. But Govindji is a Dhusan, a Dhusan, a Dhusan, a Dhusan, a Dhusan, a Dhusan. So that Krishna thought that I was in Padme, I was grand, I was great, and some of the best. Last piece of Arjun, what I shall say to you, I am Arjun. If you have done a very good experiment, at least I want you to see the world. So what shall I say to you? I said, I am Arjun. And if Manuna Bhavan is that too, Manjad Manjushkuru.
Then it's finished. This is beautiful. I have a part of that actually. So to be able to think for me. Deadline is finished.
What is that?
That's a good alternative of devotion.
Mm-hmm.
That must be dealt fully, given justice, and then the defects will be taken out and then cancelled. Otherwise, whimsical dismissal, that's what will happen.
Hmm. Hmm. I see. Yeah. Now we're seeing
in time. Karma is nothing, gyan is nothing, right. Yogi is nothing,
right.
Only such statements has got no value.
Right.
They must have proper living, justice.
Yeah.
Well, this is their real position, they are better than this, that and that, and then this defect. So it must be just in this way, every aspect must be probably dealt. Just in the court, the opposition party, he's also hearing and discussion that is allowed. And then by supreme decision, oh, there is this defect, so it is called. And this will stand.
Other things, but didn't really dismiss them, and now after so many years, again they're going back to them.
Why?
I was. You said,
Maharaj, the devotees, in the beginning, they dismissed all these things, karma, gyan, but now they're realizing. And going back.
They did not dismiss them fully.
Properly.
In a real way, but in a superficial way. They so easily rejected everything. And now many years later,
they're going back. To
karma,
gyan. Karma. Karma, gyan. Means some have left the seva, the service. And some are searching other paths.
Then karma does it. He's talking about the Kaleshwar and the Bhagavan Dasar.
Yes.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head.
What's going on with him? He thinks he should be accepted. Not proper hearing.
Not deep. Not diving deep into reality. The surface.
This is correct.
I mean, I'm probably putting the nails in my own closet.
Atmik jugajogta hoy nai. Bajjik jugajogta hoychilo.
Do they admit that we are unfit, but devotion is higher? Do they admit, or no, this is all nonsense?
Do they admit that devotion is higher? We're, you know, substandard.